Good Manners and the Disabled. Today's episode will be last in this series, so we will try to raise the most universal issue of all, that is, behavior towards another person, including someone with a disability. Have you ever experienced a situation where you felt uncomfortable because of doubts about how to behave in a given situation? Let's see together that the devil is not as black as he is painted, and sometimes even a small thing or a nice gesture can work wonders. We would like everyone to feel good everywhere, no matter where they are. So we hope that the tips we have presented will prove to be valuable advice, clue, something new, or maybe just a reminder of a behavioral pattern that is worth knowing and applying. As the whole series of the podcast has been about people with disabilities, so also today we will focus on them and perhaps debunk together some myths that, due to ignorance, could often be repeated by us. Let us begin with a purely formal point that leaves some room for reflection. How should we address people with certain disabilities? People with disabilities or simply disabled people? It turns out that the former is a more expert term. And why? Here is why. As you have probably noticed, the language is constantly evolving, transforming, adopting new patterns, and patterns that may, for example, popularize certain words or lead to reduced frequency of their use. For example, words cripple or invalid. For several years, there has also been a tendency in which the use of the word disabled has been abandoned, as it is described by some stigmatizing and depicting such people as completely useless. By using the phrase a person with a disability, we narrow down the meaning of the slogan of disability to one of the many features that someone may have. Such expression does not affect the sense of dignity nor the sense of social usefulness. It is worth remembering that the phrase disabled has not been banned everywhere, and you can still use it with confidence, although with this meaning in mind, wouldn't it be better to use its synonym, which is a person with a disability? You have to decide yourself. After this short introduction, let's start. The first point we would like to raise is our good attitude, which is worth its weight in gold. In order for people with disabilities to overcome the barriers they face on a daily basis, they need our understanding and patience. So let's be kind and helpful to each other. When we meet someone who seems to be in need of help, let's approach them and ask first if this is the case. Let us not assume anything in advance and do not jump to conclusions, but first find out whether the person really needs our help. First ask, then act. In addition, try to be polite and not refuse to help someone when help is needed. Remember, good returns with doubled strength. Perhaps when we are in trouble, someone will also lend a lending hand. So do not hesitate, just help. Be precise and direct when talking to people with disabilities. If we are in the company of both a non-disabled person and a disabled person, we should not exclude either. Let's get in touch with both of them, and when in our company there is, for example, a person who is a guardian or a sign language interpreter, we should also turn directly to the person with a disability, not only to his or her companion. Let us not assume beforehand that since such a person is in the company of his or her assistant, he or she does not want to talk to anyone. Therefore, let's not exclude them. Instead, give them an opportunity to express themselves, for example, about themselves. If we already having such a conversation, let us talk to everyone naturally and freely. Remember to respect the privacy of others and do not ask questions about things that may be intimate for someone, such as the reason for using a wheelchair. You never know whether such a question will be something embarrassing and will not create a false impression in such a person perceived only through the prism of their disability, which is extremely harmful. Without knowing the situation in which a person finds himself, it is better just not to ask about such things and talk about other, more neutral topics. Continuing the topic of the conversation, let's remember to avoid negative terms such as a cripple, an invalid, or colloquialism, jargons or euphemisms that are associated with harmful definition of such people. Nobody likes being spoken to in an impolite way. Let us not hurt anyone. Instead, let us choose our words carefully. Let us treat others as we would like to be treated ourselves, that is, simply with respect. So, what about embarrassing phrases such as goodbye or good to see you, that we would like to say, for example, to a blind person? Should we use them, do you think? It turns out that there is nothing wrong with using such expressions, and you don't need to feel embarrassed when you say them. These and other expressions are formally accepted polite phrases that are often used by people with disabilities themselves, so we can confidently use them as well. Returning to the topic of blind people, we should also remember to warn such people about our intentions before making physical contact. We do not directly grasp the hand of the blind person when he or she is approaching a pedestrian crossing because they may simply be scared or confused. Again, ask first, then act. In the event that such a person wants to take advantage of our proposal, let us suggest their support on our shoulder, at which they will feel more confident than when holding hands. Also, never touch the walking stick which such a person moves, or pet the guide dog that helps him move without his or her permission. Such an animal is at work, so let's not distract it and let it perform its duties freely and without any disturbances. If we are to indicate a route for it, let's try to provide specific tips that do not require visual orientation. Let's put ourselves in the place of such a person and imagine how to get from point A to point B, focusing only on the road and its characteristic elements, such as the end of the sidewalk or the nearest pedestrian crossing. We can close our eyes and briefly consider how best to give directions so that the person is sure to understand easily. Leaving the topic of the blind behind us, let's move on to another large group of people who have hearing problems. I do not know if you know that Polish sign language used by deaf people is completely different from the spoken Polish language which we use every day, because it has a completely different syntax. For this reason, deaf people who have not had the opportunity to learn the spoken language find it very difficult to read the text through the movement of the lips because they simply speak another language that is adapted to them. The situation is a bit different for people who have recently lost their hearing or are hard of hearing, but who can use the Polish language. Such people are able to either read the message from the movement of our lips or to some extent hear it. If we know that we are in the company of such a deaf person, let us try to speak clearly, with the face turned towards our interlocutor. Let's try not to have anything in our mouth, things like chewing gum that may prevent such a person from understanding what we are saying. Also, we should not cover our mouths when we speak so that our message may be clear and legible, and also clearly audible. However, we don't need to scream because nowadays it is very likely that our interlocutor will be using a hearing aid which is turned to a normal voice level and not to very loud tones. If your message turns out to be misunderstood or not heard by such a person, Don't worry and try to say the same thing just in a slightly different, maybe shorter and simpler way. Even if a sign language interpreter is present, look at our deaf interlocutor while speaking to him and keep eye contact with him, not with the interpreter. Also, address him directly, as if you were talking to him normally. Now that we've more or less outlined some guidelines for dealing with blind people and people who have hearing problems, let's now turn to people with speech disorders who may be using a voice prosthesis, have had a stroke, stutter, or for some other reason it is difficult to communicate with them. Let's not judge such people in advance, pigeonholing them as, for example, someone intoxicated. When we meet such a person, for example at the bus stop, let's devote a moment to them and try to listen to them and maybe help. Let us not interrupt them or finish the sentence for them. Just let them express themselves fully. However, if we have difficulties in understanding the message, let us not just nod but politely ask them to repeat. In most cases, that person will not mind. Instead, they will appreciate your effort to listen. If we are not sure if we have understood the message correctly, it is better to repeat this information and ask politely if this is what it was all about. If despite the attempts we still cannot understand the meaning, suggest a different way of communication, for example, writing on a piece of paper. Remember that each of us is different and each of us needs a slightly different approach. We should always try to be understanding because not all disabilities are perceived in the same way. For example, cognitive impairment, such as mental retardation, which makes it more difficult for people to use acquired knowledge and skills in different places and situations, is not visible at first glance. So, let's not treat condescendingly someone who asks us about something that may be obvious to us. Let us try to be nice to each other, let us help each other, and let us not judge another person without knowing their history. Let's try not to find excuses and blame others by saying that we don't have time and that we are in a hurry. If we see that someone is not coping, let's just go over and ask if we can help. There is nothing scary about that. We can also transfer certain behaviors, for example, into our student reality, in which not everyone has to be a genius in every subject. If we see that someone is less able to cope with things, why not help them? Perhaps this will be a great opportunity to develop a closer relationship with someone you have never spoken to. In this way, we can also repeat the material ourselves, that is, kill two birds with one stone. A friendly attitude towards other people can make someone feel better and maybe even start new and interesting acquaintances. Therefore, let us engage in social life, be open to the world, and understand one another. Let's tear down the walls together instead of building new ones so that no one will ever feel excluded and will be able to enjoy life to the full. Now some words to repeat. Narrow down, zawęzić. Exclude, wykluczyć. Interpreter, tłumacz ustny. Mental retardation, upośledzenie umysłowe. Opóźnienie w rozwoju. Cognitive. Poznawczy.